healthy now? You look pretty good out there.
I'm just taking it day to day and, you know, just trying to get better every day and doing what Jim and Mike say and just trying to do my best to listen.
How tough has the mental aspect been? You know, you obviously missed time in both your first 2 years. Just to tell yourself, you know, this year's going to be different, or, you know, kind of work through that.
The best thing you can do every year is just work as hard as you can in the off season to be as healthy as you can and be as strong as you can and just be mentally prepared for everything.
How important has your off season program been for that
year? Well, I think the off season is important every year, whether you're injured or not. Just working on the things that you need to work on to make yourself a better player and working on the little things.
In retrospect, when you look back to last year, when you came back, I mean, were you 100% healthy?
You know, I'm not worried about last year. I'm just worried about moving forward and looking forward to getting back on the field this year.
Do you see your role as being any different now that Kyle's not here?
You know, I think that every player's role on the team is what they make it. You know, what you show the coaches you can do. And I'm just looking forward to being on the field and getting out there day to day and having fun playing football again.
What were you able to learn from a veteran guy like Kyle? He's a guy who's been around the league.
You know,
Kyle,
he knows. You know, he's been around a long time, and he's got a lot of things he can do that he's done to keep himself healthy and just mentally the way he prepares for games. You know, I think all of us learned a lot from having him around, and just he's a good presence in the locker room.
Towards that end, you obviously historically been known as a good pass catching tight end. What about your blocking? How far along do you think?
Well, you know, we haven't put any pads on, so that hadn't been a focus out here in passing camps. But that's something that every tight end, if you want to be a good tight end in this league, you have to be able to block and run and catch the ball. And to be a complete guy, you have to be able to do it all. So I think it's important to work on all things.
This year was the first time a lot of you draft a tight end. Take note of that. Phil actually made a joke about it. Did you see that quote?
No, I didn't see it, but, you know,
it.
You know, I guess it might have been a little vote of confidence, but you know, I think they always have guys ready to come in if a guy gets down or he's not doing his job. So I think the most important thing for me is just to block out who they bring in, just do my best to be the best player I can be.
I wasn't around last year, but how did you get hurt? Some said it was in the weight room. Did you ever
hear
that somewhere?
I'm not going to get into last year and injuries. I think the most important thing is that I'm back out here and trying to do my best to help the team. You know, everybody's goal is to be ready for training camp, and you know, I think everybody wants to be out there. Everybody's excited when training camp comes around because you put the pads on, you start hitting a little more, and you know, I think everybody's just excited about the team this year and ready to get going.
Is this camp also very helpful in that you actually get to use what you've gotten to know in the playbook and apply it on the field? Is that the biggest thing about these 2 days?
Definitely. I think in the passing camps and mini camps, you know, we spend a lot of time in the classroom, and we spend a lot of time working on things in the off season. And you have to take all the things you've learned mentally and prepared for mentally, and show you can do it on the grass.
Doesn't matter who's quarterbacking, who's calling the signals. It's a matter of going out and flying.
No, I think the most important thing is just hearing the plays and reacting to the defense and getting in and out of the huddle and doing your job.
You didn't take some reps during the 4-on-4. Was there any, you know, you didn't have your helmet on. Was there any particular reason for that?
Just doing what Jim says. You know, Jim and Joe and Mike are, you know, doing their best to get me ready for day to day and just getting me ready to practice. So I'm just doing what they say.
Thank you, David.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Have a good one.